Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Grocery delivery company Instacart is expected to begin trading on the NASDAQ today after it priced its long-anticipated initial public offering at $30 a share. That's at the high end of expectations, and it would value Instacart at nearly $10 billion on a fully diluted basis. The strong pricing offers further indication of a rebound in the IPO market that had slowed in the past 2 years. U.S. Marines say the wreckage from a missing F-35 jet fighter has been found northeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Authorities had been searching for the aircraft since it disappeared Sunday after its pilot ejected safely. The Marine Corps is pausing flying across the service for 2 days this week to assess its safety practices. The F-35 incident is the third involving Marine aircraft in recent weeks, including the fatal crash of a V-22 Osprey in Australia. And U.S. business confidence in China has dropped to its lowest level in over 2 decades. That's according to a survey by the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai, which said just over half of members polled were optimistic about their 5-year outlook. China's economic recovery from COVID-19 has been in a slump, and tensions between Beijing and the West have compounded a deteriorating environment for American business operations there. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares mainly rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered ahead of a report on home building numbers due out this morning, and the Federal Reserve is set to kick off its 2-day policy meeting today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.